Listen to the voice of Buddha saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your offspring boiled alive for sun god stalking. Buddha's watching, Buddha's waiting. Just because the kid's an orphan, excuse for thoughtless slaying. People, don't forget this torture. Just because you call her mother doesn't mean that she's your better. Listen to the voice of Buddha saying stop your sericulture. Who cares for the little children you may slice with no conviction, blind revenge on the blameless victim.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative tunes brought to you by myself, Nige. Sat here in the studio on my own, so I'm going to be talking to you guys letting you know, well, playing you a bunch of tunes and letting you know kind of new stuff that's going on and maybe running down gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area, trying to give you a whole world of like what's going on in this musical world of things. And I started there tonight with KMFDM with a cover of the Human League track Being Boiled, and that's from their album Blitz, which is fantastic stuff. So chat on tunes, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And I'm going to continue now with some awesome stuff from a good few years ago now. This is Icon of Chaos.
Feel the pain. in your head to kill the hollow.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was IMX with Kiss and Swallow, the Manics version that I played off the Advanced Electronics Volume 5 compilation. Before that, we had Rotosand with their classic Exterminate, Annihilate, Destroy from Welcome to Goodbye. And before that, we had Icon of Call with the equally storming Access and Amplify from The Soldiers in the Software. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Icon of Call re-lined up again at the Resistance Festival in just slightly over a month time. It's start of April in Sheffield. It's going to be great. And I was also looking very much forward to seeing Rotosand as well. Unfortunately, since the last show, it's been announced that I think it's Rask, the lead singer, has had to cancel the show, the Rotosand. They've actually had to cancel a couple of appearances, including the Resistance turnout, due to illness, unfortunately. So it's a real shame we're not going to get Rotosand, which, you know, they're a really big name. They've got some great tunes. I always really enjoy them live. So it's just a shame that they're not playing, and hopefully we'll see them again soon at some point. However, it didn't take long for the Resistance organisers to pull something out of the hat, and what they did pull was absolutely astounding. They are replacing with Mind in a Box. Yes, we're getting Mind in a Box again in the space of however many months ago it was from Infest to Resistance, so probably not much more than 6 months, we're getting Mind in a Box twice in the UK. I think we're incredibly spoiled by this, and I'm hugely excited. So that hopefully will happen. It's looking like it will. And Mind in a Box are the replacement for Rotosand at Resistance. I am really excited about that. I can't tell you how much. And later on in the show, I'll definitely be playing you some more tracks from the Mind in a Box new album, Revelations, which is really very good as well. But that piece of information has quite nicely segued us into the news. And there you have some news already. What else is worth mentioning? The full lineup of the Resistance Festival is as follows. We have Memmaker, Be My Enemy, ESA, Soman, Frozen Plasma, Nachmar, Grendel, Surgeon, Detroit Diesel, FGFC 820, Waste, Straftans, Ultraviolence, Mind in a Box, and Icon of Coil. That's a 2-day festival, and that looks like an incredible amount of fun. That's a great lineup. I think there's something for a bit of everyone. There's a couple of bands I don't know too well that I haven't actually seen live. There's a lot of bands I have seen live and incredibly enjoy, so it should be really, really good. Also, it's well worth noting that the Infest bands have been started to be announced. I think I've announced one or two of these already in previous shows, but it's well worth going down the current list because there's, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10 bands already announced. I think there's another 6 to go. So I'll list what there's already been announced for a festival that, admittedly, is the end of August. This is like over 6 months away, so it's very good that they're being so organised and announcing things so early. So the bands so far are The Clinic, Necrofacility, Dirty K, Space Boy, System FX, Blitz Machine, Winter Calte, Suono, Tenek, and Solitary Experiments. Now, out of that list, I think I've got some Solitary Experiments with me. I'll play some of that later in the show as well. So that should all be good stuff as well. And yes, I think there's 6 more empty slots on the Infest website for bands to appear. So we've got 6 more bands to appear. Anything could happen. It's going to be quite good fun watching things arrive. So yes, I'll let you know when more gets announced for that as well. I think there's one other bit of news. Ah, that's it. Yes. Oh, 2 other bits of news. Mind in a Box. Yes. Not only are they playing again on, not only have they just recently released an album, they are actually releasing an EP of club remixes of tracks from that album. So on the 9th of March, they're releasing Revelations Club Mixes EP. You can order that now from Mind in a Box. You can do like a pre-order, so you should get it when it pretty much gets released. So great stuff there. If you want more clubby-sounding Mind in a Box, there's your chance. I'll probably be getting my hands on that and playing you some of that anyway, because it should be good. And the other piece of news is more local news. Let's get back away from these big bands who play festivals, but more local news. Berlin Black have announced that they've got a new EP on its way. It's called It's Only Natural, and it's due out in June. It will be 5 or 6 tracks long, and it's available to pre-order now for £4 plus postage and packaging from the Berlin Black website, which I believe is trashvoguerecords.com. The price will increase to £6 after the EP's been released, so if you want to save a couple of quid, you can do that by ordering now. So if you're a Berlin Black fan, that's a nice way to get something slightly cheaper than usual. All right, that's a bit about it for the news. If you know of anything well worth mentioning, drop me a line. Go to the bcbradio.co.uk website and find the Dark Simulation Show and drop me an email. Let me know what's going on, and I'll let other people know. But what I'm going to do now is going to continue with a track from the most recent Mind in the Box album, Revelations. A track called Control.
gods prevail. We'll be right back.
you are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Solitary Experiments with Odyssey of Mind from their album Mind Over Matter, and that's quite a few years old now. I'm presuming for their appearance at Infest they've got new material out that I just haven't got my hands on yet. Or they may have in the between now and then. Maybe they're planning on releasing an album this year. They could have released other stuff in the meantime as well, but I've not really kept up with that band. But I've got to say, it's a good few years since I've been playing Solitary Experiments, but it still sounds pretty good to me. So I really enjoy that. And before that, Mind the Box with Control from Revelations. A stunning track off what is a really solid album from them. Again, completely not surprising, but very nice to receive a decent album from them. They just seem to be continually ploughing out really good kind of electro tunes like that, and there's no stopping them in my mind. Right, time for the kind of gigs and clubs going on in... Well, there's not a lot left this month. I've run out of things to recommend this month to get yourself to, but however, start of March... Oh, there seems to be loads going on. We have on Thursday, Thursday, the 1st of March, we have the Eden House with Amory Hurst and Berlin Black playing the Duchess in York for all of £8. So if you're over in the York direction or fancy adventuring that way, there's that's going to be a quite good kind of gig in a trad goth styling. We have on Saturday, the 3rd of March, Grooving in Green plus Rhombus playing the Library in Leeds. This is a pre-flock gig, so it's Doors 7:30, first band 8-ish, turns into a club night at 10-ish. Costs £5 in advance, so that's probably slightly more when you get there, if you're buying on the door. Then at 10pm, it's followed by the flock club night, where if you miss the bands but just go for the club night, that's £4 in before midnight. More information at sheepish.net. Also on Saturday the 3rd of March, if you're more in a Sheffield direction or fancy something kind of industrial electro kind of noisy stuff to dance to, we have a Revolution warm-up party over at the Corporation in Sheffield. This is the official, it's Revolution, the official Resistance Festival warm-up party. So it's Saturday the 3rd of March, and it's a month essentially before the Resistance Festival, so they're going to be playing lots of bands who are playing Resistance Festival, and more along the same theme, and there'll be giveaways courtesy of one of the festival sponsors, Vampire Freaks apparently, and also some festival merchandise to be won. Now, the complicated bit, the doors are 10pm, it goes on till 3am, so it's 5 hours. Now, if you get there in the first half hour, 10 till 10:30pm, it's £1 entry, so it's dead cheap entry. However, it goes up to £5 after that. So if you're on a budget, get yourself there dead early and you get in for a quid. Cheap drinks offers, 5 solid hours of tunes and free glow sticks and candy for all, it says here. So great stuff there. I think more details will be on the corporation.org.uk website. Later on in March, we have Popular Eat Yourself playing the Duchess in York on Monday the 19th. That's £16 plus booking fee or £18 on the door, and more information should be on the Duchess of York's The Duchess in York. Let's not call it the Duchess of York. I keep getting that messed up in my head because the Duchess of York was a great venue in Leeds for many years, but no longer exists. It's now a trendy clothes shop. The Duchess in York is now a music venue, and that's Pop Will Eat Yourself are playing there. That's a new lineup of Pop Will Eat Yourself with only one of the original members. However, I have seen that lineup when they first toured, and it's a very good lineup and a very good show. And right at the end of March, we have, on the 30th of March, The Last Cry, supported by Berlin Black and Distorted Pictures, here in Bradford at the Gaswork Vaults. Now, it's 8:30 till late, and it's absolutely free entry. So it's free entry into the Gasworks, free entry into the vaults. You can see the bands for free, and you've got the Gasworks. You've got decent bands. So, yes, get yourself along to that kind of stuff. That's all that I really know that's going on. Well, there's a couple of other things. There's Wendy House and stuff like that in March, but I'll tell you closer to the time about those, probably on the next show in a fortnight's time. But, yes, lots of good stuff going on. Some of it requires a little bit of travelling, but generally still interesting stuff going on in the Yorkshire area. Right, now, I think it's time to... wake things up a little, and here's some Cyanotic.
It's no secret we're living in a culture of addiction. these illegal drugs can have serious side effects.
Paranoia, berserk. want you to put your hands in the air for a bunch of colonial tatters who've come 7,000 miles to play songs about Nintendo. They are
the Gothsicles.
Yeah! You guys ready for a festival? You put the best up first, and the guy who wins the race is the one who comes in first. Even though we may not be known as well, we're still the first band to play Resistance Festival.
We're number one. We are number one. Number one. We are number one. You watch the best one first,
and picking kickball teams,
you pick the best guy first.
The Gothsicles are opening on the first night or late afternoon to be technically right.
We're number one. They are number one. Number one. They are number one. We're number one.
This is still DAC Simulation on bcbradio.co.uk, on 106.6 FM as well. And we are, well, I just played you that fantastic track by the Gothsicles. We are number one, the first track played at the first Resistance Festival by the first band last year. Well, the first ever Resistance Festival, so yeah, we're number one. I love the way the Gothsicles will just take something as silly as that and make a whole track out of it that they can only actually use once properly. So, yes, loads of fun. Love to see those guys live whenever I get the chance. Unfortunately, I don't know when the next chance will be, but hopefully soon. And before that, we had a bit more noisy stuff with 16 Volt, Fight or Flight from Beating Dead Horses. And before that, Cyanotic with Dose Responsive from Medication Generation, two storming albums there. Great material as well. Right, as usual, I have no idea how the time's going, and I've really got to kind of try and fit this show into a certain amount of time, so people get annoyed if I don't. So I'm going to continue with some Memmaker, I believe. Yeah, a bit of Memmaker. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys at Resistance. Memmaker put on a great show every time. And here is to Death Audio blowing some of your brains.
Audio, 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 audio
Mem Maker with Death Audio, Blow Your Brains. Fantastic track from How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising. Right, I'm out of time, so I'm going to leave you tonight with Disconnected with Pray, Vote, Donate, Buy. I'll be back in a fortnight's time like usual, and enjoy. Cheerio.